We now bring to these microphones David James. This is our weekly conversation about an issue that the body of Christ needs to have a biblical understanding of so they know how to make decisions and interpret what may be going on. David, in the past, we've dealt with the near-death experiences and what some have called the heaven tourism. And a new movie is now in the theaters across the nation that is based on a claimed near-death experience and a following of the visit to heaven. Talk to me about it.
Well, that's right. There's a movie called 90 Minutes in Heaven. People have probably seen ads for it. It's actually based upon a book that was published in 2004 by a pastor named Don Piper. And back in 1989, he was in a terrible auto accident and nearly lost his life. And he claims to, during a period of time of about 90 minutes, when the EMTs couldn't find a pulse, that he actually had gone to heaven.
Wow. Now, I know you've already seen the movie. So before we get into some of the details about the claims of Don Piper and others who say that they've died and gone to heaven as well, what were your initial impressions of this movie?
Well, I have to say, first of all, I don't normally get into literary, style and artistic things as far as books or movies are concerned, but unfortunately, it's really impossible to separate the medium from the message when it comes to something like this. Because, people are moved emotionally by the music, they're moved emotionally by the dialogue, the script, the cinematography, all those things. So those contribute to the impact. And I would say this, from that perspective, it's just a very poor movie, as is true of many, many, if not most, Christian movies or attempts by Christians to make movies. The dialogue is poor. It's extremely slow. You just can't hardly wait till the end of it. The acting is sometimes hokey. People just don't talk this way or act this way. So it wasn't believable at all from that perspective. But setting that aside for just a moment, one, it's almost like a bait and switch, because really there's probably not more than 5 minutes, maybe 4 minutes, of sequences where they tried to recreate his trip to heaven. So 90 Minutes in Heaven is mostly about his time in the hospital. And then finally, I would say this, the most appalling thing, and I just have to put it this way, it's appalling. At the end of the movie, they have a clip of Don Piper himself, not the actor who's portraying him, but him himself, in a packed church, and he does not give the gospel at all. He makes one statement about keeping the faith and that he hopes to see everybody in heaven, but he doesn't say what it means to keep the faith. He doesn't mention Jesus Christ at that point. He doesn't talk about sin or Christ dying for his sins or the resurrection, does not give a gospel presentation. So here he has a chance to talk with tens of thousands of potential moviegoers and doesn't present the gospel. He is not a minister of the gospel in this movie.
Wow. Boy, that's terrible information that we are hearing about this movie that supposedly is talking about the eternal abode of those who do come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Well, in researching for this and other previous discussions that we've had, you have read several books with claims like Piper's and have studied near-death experiences fairly extensively, haven't you?
Well, that's true. I've read 4 or 5 books, and one of the books was a compilation of over 20 claimed near-death experiences. So I'm familiar with probably between 25 and 30 near-death experiences. And so it's something that that I've seen, not just with those who claim to be Christians, but those from other faiths or no faith at all.
Why do so many people believe that these near-death experiences and trips to heaven are actually real?
Well, as I've studied it, I've identified what I would say are 4 or 5, let's just say 4 commonalities that everyone experiences. One is lifting up out of your body or floating out of your body. The second is going through a dark tunnel. The third is approaching a bright light or being in the presence of a bright being. And the fourth would be an overwhelming sense of acceptance and unconditional love. But the thing is that this is the same experience as experienced by not just Christians, who true believers who might be going to heaven or would be going to heaven if this actually occurred, but it's also true of unbelievers, people in major Christian denominations, but also it's true of Muslims, Hindus, and atheists. So the thing is, what they're saying is experienced by everybody, which gives you the impression that everybody would be going to heaven. And in fact, many people who have belong to conservative Bible-believing churches that teach Jesus as the only way, after they've had one of these experiences, there are records of a number of these people leaving these churches by saying, everybody goes to heaven, Jesus isn't the only way.
Wow, that is dangerous. Well, the question I've got to ask, does Don Piper say that he experienced these same things as well?
Well, he explicitly says in both the book and the movie that he didn't go through a dark tunnel or even approach a nebulous bright light, but certainly he talks about approaching a bright light emanating through the gates of heaven and does have an overwhelming sense of love and peace and joy. And I would also point this out concerning these things that many other people experience. They experience these same four things, but once you get past those four commonalities, everybody experiences something different. The gates of heaven, which we'll talk about later, the gates of heaven are made out of different material. The things that they see are different. What they hear, what they experience, it's all completely different. In fact, there aren't any two claims of trips to heaven that are the same in any detail like this. And my argument is, if you're going to a place that's real, like heaven, you should at least expect commonalities of what people see, experience, and hear.
Well, many of these people seem sincere. So if they actually don't go to heaven, how would you explain what is happening?
Well, I would put it this way, and it's quite simple, honestly. I put it this way. We're all made out of the same stuff, meaning that our physical bodies are made up of chemicals, and we all have the same biochemical processes and hormones and things in our brains and throughout our bodies. And when the body reaches a point where it's traumatized or perhaps even shutting down and in the process of dying, but the spirit hasn't left the body yet, I would think that we would experience similar things. And I think that one of the things that we maybe experience is not radically different from what we experience when we're in a deep REM sleep, and that is the vivid dreams that seem real. That doesn't seem unusual to me at all that this would be happening. And in the case of Don Piper, the movie depicts that the EMTs simply could not find a pulse. But the fact is, they didn't have medical equipment to check brain waves or other things more in detail. And so he could very well have just been on the very edge with a light pulse. And we know there are many people who have awakened in mortuaries and even morgues after having been declared dead.
You know, last year, David, we discussed the book Heaven is for Real, another very popular book, which also was made into a movie. And there's some very strange things in that book, yet it's sold over 7 million copies. How do you explain that?
Well, that's right, and Don Piper's book is sold about the same. You know, in the book Heaven is for Real, the little boy claimed that Jesus has a rainbow-colored horse, that he pulled up a chair and sat by the Holy Spirit, who is kind of blue, and that people, dead people, not just angels, but dead people also have wings. So it's very difficult to understand how people can check their minds at the door and not be thinking biblically. There's no explanation except people want to believe these things when they hear these sensational stories.
Well, as always, the most important thing is to evaluate these claims against the Word of God. Help us do that.
Well, first of all, most of these things that people say they experience are not found in the Word of God. Even the idea, for example, of the gates of heaven, the Bible doesn't talk about heaven having gates. It talks about the city of Jerusalem, the New Jerusalem has gates. So this is completely different. The second is, there's no one in the Bible who has gone through a near-death experience and came back to talk about it. The closest one might be the Apostle Paul, but that's not a near-death experience in 2 Corinthians 11, and in fact, he was not able to speak of the things that he saw. And finally, in the story of the rich man and Lazarus, The rich man pleaded with Abraham to send people back to talk about what happens after death. And Abraham said, they have the prophets, Moses and the prophets, and they won't. If they won't believe them, they won't believe if somebody comes back from the dead. So believers should believe on the basis of the Word of God alone, and unbelievers won't believe even if somebody comes back from the dead.
Well, let's talk bottom line just for a moment. Do you think that these books and movies are helpful, neutral, or harmful?
Well, once you depart from the Word of God and you set yourself actually against the biblical revelation, there's no way that these can either be helpful or neutral when you depart from the Word of God, like we said. They have to be considered harmful because they are a distraction and cause people to believe things that aren't found in the Word of God about what life is like after death and how we prepare for that life, which to believe in Jesus Christ as our personal Savior.
Friends, we must indeed thank David James for doing the research, going to watch the movie, getting the information. We want to make certain we've read everything, we've watched everything we need to before we make the evaluation. And again, the bottom line, what does God's Word say? Well, we'll have another conversation, another issue next week, David. By the way, you're leaving. You're going to the Philippines to do some teaching, are you not?
That's right. In fact, I'm on my way this weekend, and so next weekend, Lord willing, I'll be speaking to you from the southern island of Mindanao in the Philippines.
Well, have journey's mercies, my dear friend. We'll be praying for you. Thank you so much, David.
Thanks, Jimmy.